بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كما هو أهله والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا. If you look at this world nowadays, you'll find that in this world, if a person is living in the East, it's not a big deal to connect him with a person living in the West. And if you look at your city, at your country, at your area where we are living, you'll find that nowadays the world is not a big world anymore. The world has changed into a global village where all the people are living with each other, where all the people are near each other, where different religion are raising, where different thoughts are also raising, where different amount of people, different people with different thoughts are interacting with each other and bringing their new thoughts and bringing their religion and bringing their concepts. So in this era, in this time, in this period of time, it is very important for every single Muslim to take care of his religion, to take care of his opinion. And this could happen at that time when you understand your religion, when you understand your deen, what your religion is trying to say. So I think one of the most important fundamental of religion are five, starting from Tawheed and going all the way down to Qiyamah. These are five fundamental of religion. And if somebody wants to understand his religion, if somebody wants to understand his faith, and because when somebody is able to understand his faith, and then after understanding, he will be able to explain other people who he is dealing with. Without understanding the religion, you will not be able to explain your religion to the other people. So first of all, it's important for all our youngster and youths to understand the religion, that what the religion is trying to say. And when they have understood what the religion is trying to say, they will be able to explain other people. Like, for example, as I told you, communication is very, very easy nowadays, and different people are interacting with different people. Muslims are interacting with all the people are interacting with Muslims. For example, you are going to college, university with your friend, or you are on plane, anywhere. But remember, it doesn't matter where you are going, all kind of people are available in every place. So you meet a person who doesn't believe in God, and he says, "I don't believe in God. What do you think about it?" So, if you are not able to give a proof on the existence of God, so actually you are committing sin. Because every single Muslim, how it is possible for a Muslim to claim to be a Muslim, but is not even able to give a single proof on existence of God? When I am saying I am Muslim, so I should have a single proof, at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 proofs on the existence of God. Without these proofs, what kind of Muslims am I? So, in these series of days, and we'll try to talk about different things, different fundamental of religion, and we will try to give some solid proof for our youths and youngster. And if you have pen, you can write it down on the paper, which will be really useful in your practical life where you're dealing with different people, dealing with different unbeliever and probably disbeliever and probably atheists who don't believe in God, and they want some explanation of God from you. And if you don't know anything, you won't be able to say. But if you know, you will have a very nice chance to explain your religion and tell them something about your God. So, as far as related to the word, like you just heard a verse of Quran from Surah Kahf, the starting verses of Surah Kahf, it says, "Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab." All praise be to Allah who revealed the book on his creature, on his servant, on his messenger. Now, first of all, we will talk about the word Allah, God. Remember, because Tawheed means oneness of God. This is the first fundamental of our religion. We will start from Tawheed, oneness of God, and then step by step we'll go further on the second and third, and after it, we'll reach the fifth fundamental of our religion. So if you start talking about God, you can say God and you can say Allah also. But remember, the problem you surely know about the God that when you are saying God, because you know God has female and male God, also God and Goddess, while there is no gender in the word Allah. Allah is the word specific for God. Allah is the word specific for Creator. It is very, very specific, but God has many different meanings. God with big G, God with small D, and you can have like gods. Gods can be plural also. One God and gods, many gods. But on the other hand, in the case of Allah, Allah has no plural, no singular. It can be plural. It's just pure of plurality, and it's only singular. So this is why our scholar, many people, they say it's better to say Allah instead of God. But there's no matter, you can also say God, because there are many people believing and worshipping God with different names. Some of them they say Allah, some of them they say Khuda, some of them they say God. Different people have different idea about God. But anyway, it's better to use the word Allah. Doesn't matter, you can use the word God also. Okay, so, but why did I say this? It's better to say word of Allah, because when I was reading some article, I found a very beautiful research of a psychologist from Netherlands. He was a psychologist, and his name is Mr. Wenderhaven. Mr. Wenderhaven is a Dutch psychologist, and he did a very beautiful research about oneness of God. And he says, when we did an experiment on patients who were suffering from tension and digestion, with the word we taught them, the word of Allah. They were not Muslim, they were not able to speak Arabic, they were ordinary people, with other religion other than Islam. And they were taught to pronounce the word of Allah properly, as Muslim pronounce according to the Arabic, as it's pronounced in the Arabic, Allah. So they were taught. They used to do, and this experiment was carried out from 2 to 4 years. And Mr. Wenderhaven says, when I did experiment on my patients, I was really surprised when I saw this tremendous effect of word of Allah on these patients suffering with different kind of tension and digestion. And then he explains his research saying that when somebody is pronouncing the word of Allah, the first word is A, which is in Arabic Alif. The first word is A, and when you're pronouncing the word A, actually this is coming out, this word is released from your respiratory system. And it controls your breath. And after it, you pronounce the word L, which is in Arabic Lam. When you pronounce the word L, actually, this is a consonant. And when you're pronouncing this word, your tongue is actually touching your upper jaw. And when your tongue is touching your upper jaw, there is a very short pause. And if this pause is repeated constantly, what will happen? It relaxes the aspiration. And after it, the final word, which is H or Ha in Arabic. When you pronounce the final word H, Allah. When you say the final word, what is happening? It is making a contact between your lungs and your heart. And then this is controlling your heartbeat. And after this research and explaining this research and experimenting this research for 2 to 4 years, he says that after I did, I saw this tremendous effect of word of Allah. He came to conclusion that those who say word of Allah constantly, or those who recite Quran constantly, especially those Muslim, they are saved and protected from many kind of psychological illnesses. Just because of pronouncing the word of Allah, just because of pronouncing other word. And this is just one research about the word of Allah, and purely other word of Allah, 99 word of Allah, if you start doing research on other names, Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi, Ya Qadi, Ya Qadi, all of these names will have tremendous and great effect on human being. Means when you are reciting Quran, you are not becoming a good, only good Muslim, you are also becoming a healthier Muslim by the word of Allah. You have the benefit of this world and the hereafter also. So let's come to our main topic. This was just introduction of the word of Allah, that our topic is going to be about Tawheed, means oneness of God. All the godly religion believe in oneness of God. They believe that there is only one God, and there is not more than one God. But as I told you, if somebody comes to you from your friends, from your colleague, from your college, from your university, from your friends, from your neighbors, he says to you that I'm an atheist, I'm an unbeliever, or I'm a disbeliever, I don't believe in God. So what do you think about it? The world just came by chance, I believe. Then you can say, you can explain him with different proofs. You can now, as I'm telling you these proofs, you can memorize these proofs for you later. If you haven't yet encountered this person in your life, probably you will do it later on. So you can memorize these proofs. They are simple proofs, not very difficult. So you can bring something like book. You can bring a book, and you can show the book to the person. The person is going to read the book. He's going to say, that's very beautiful. And then he'll say that this nice book, he asks from you that, where did you buy this book from? You'll say, no, I did not buy this book. So somebody has gifted you. No, nobody has gifted me. So have you landed it from library? No, I didn't. So where did this book come from? He's going to say. You tell him, this book just came by chance. I was sitting in the corner of my house. I saw the papers were in the air. They were flying, and suddenly all the paper get together and ink dropped on them, and this book was shaped in this form as you're looking here. This person is not going to accept your words. He's going to say, what are you trying to say? Are you making fun of me? Are you making jokes? That is impossible. You should go to a doctor. You should refer to a psychologist. You have some problem in your mind. He's going to say in this way, it is impossible for a book to come into existence by a chance. There should be an author for it. Yeah, every single person is saying, when there is a book, surely there should be an author for it. When there is some building, surely there should be a builder for it who built the building. When there is a book, surely there should be an author or writer for it who wrote this book. When there is a building, surely there should be a builder for it who built this building. When there is a chair, surely there should be a carpenter for it who made this chair. In the same way, when there is a poetry, for example, there should be a poet for it who wrote this poetry. In the same way, when there is a watch, surely there should be a company producing this watch. For everything, we need some makers. For everything, we need some producers. For everything, we need some generator. For everything, we need some of those factors which are actually making these things. When we are not ready to accept one single book to come into existence without a creator, without a maker, without a producer, so how do we accept such great world to come into existence without a creator? Why? Look at this world. How wonderful is this world? How amazing is this world? Look at the sky. Do you not wonder how bright is the sky? Look at the moon. Do you not wonder how beautiful is the moon? Do you not wonder how the brightness of sun reaches to the earth? Look at the plant. Do you not wonder how plant grow up taking the light from the sun? Look at the thing around you. Look at the little sparkling stars in the night which are really countless. Do you not wonder looking at these things? Look at yourself. Look at the breath which you take. Look at the air which you breathe. Look at the water which you drink. Look at your health. Look how human being is created beautifully. When all of these things are created, when people are looking at these things, every human being is surprised. The world is beautiful. The world is tremendous. When you are not ready to accept one single ordinary book to come into existence by a chance, so how do you expect me to accept such a great world to come into existence by chance? It is impossible for a world to come into existence by chance. Surely, there is a creator for this world who is all power and who is all great. And he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you can give different kind of proofs for those people who are not believing in God. And these are ordinary proofs, and these are logical proofs, which you can explain to everybody. It's regardless of religion. For example, if somebody is saying, I don't believe in Quran. So what proof are you going to give him? He's not believing in God. He's not going to believe in Quran. And when he's not going to believe in Quran, he's not going to believe in the sayings and words of Prophet, peace be upon him. So you can't give any of these things for proof. You have to give proofs by logic. Because, you know, even though people are different, countries are different, culture are different, religions are different, mentality are different, thoughts are different, but there is something in common with a person who is living in West. He has something in common with a person who is living in East. A person who is living in Latin America, he has same thing in common with a person who is living in Asia. And what is the thing in common with? And that is logic. Everybody has logic, and everybody is going to accept the word of logic. So when you explain with logic and philosophy, he's surely going to accept it. And you can give different kind of proof. Like I remember a story of Sheikh Mufid, a well-known story of Baghdad. There was a great scholar, Sheikh Mufid, who used to live in Baghdad. He's a great scholar of Shia. This story is related to him. Many years ago, in his time, what happened? A man came in Baghdad, and he started claiming that I don't believe in God. And nobody is able to convince me. People came to him and told him that how it is possible for this great world to come into existence without God. He said, no, I don't believe in God, and neither I want to believe in God, because I believe the world came into existence by chance, by itself, and it continues to live and continues to exist. Many people wanted to explain it, but he was actually not deciding to understand other people. And he ever all the time boasted that nobody is able to convince me in this world. Now, people were surprised about that. Some of the people were really terrified, and some of terrified about their religion, that are we on the right, or there is some problem in our religion. So Wazir of that time, the Wazir of Baghdad, he was also worried. He came to Sheikh Mufid, a great scholar of Shia of that time. And he says to Sheikh Mufid, the man has appeared nowadays, and he's claiming that there is no God, and nobody's able to convince me. All this story he told him, and he says, especially he comes in my palace, and he starts having debates and discussion with people, and at that place where there are ambassadors of non-Muslim countries are also sitting there, and it's really causing great embarrassment for us, for Muslims, where ambassadors of non-Muslim countries are laughing and looking at us. So Sheikh Mufid agreed, okay, I will come there and see what kind of person is this. Next day, Sheikh Mufid came into the palace of the king, and Sheikh Mufid did not pretend. He pretended himself as an ordinary person, and he went and he sat with ordinary other people. Sheikh Mufid wanted to just see that what kind of person he is. He heard him Sheikh Mufid actually read his psychology, because he was a very cunning person. And whenever a debate is to happen, he never is to talk. After the debate, he just is to deny all the proofs. So when Sheikh Mufid heard everything, what he was saying, how he was talking, he read his psychology and he got up. And Sheikh Mufid went to the person, walked to the person, and he says to him,